Pratap Singh Bajwa, senior Congress leader from Punjab, also the leader of opposition in the Punjab Assembly. And today, of course, we're talking about the big crisis engulfing Punjab when a pro-Khalistani leader, a self-styled leader and self-styled head of Waris Punjab, has been missing for several days. The High Court has censured the Punjab police. Mr. Bajwa, welcome to The Print and your first comments on what's going on in Punjab.
See, ma'am, it's most unfortunate. It's been a completely botched up operation, both by the central and the Punjab police. The central agencies were also involved, according to Arvind Kejriwal, who himself has thanked the Union Home Ministry, that it was a joint operation between the central forces and the Punjab police. See, Punjab police has been severely, you could say, knocked on its knuckles by even the Justice of the High Court yesterday, when he said it's 80,000 strong force. It's been a complete intelligence failure. You have got hold of every single colleague of his. You have been able to track every single vehicle that he used. You have been able to track in the Mercedes-Benz that he used initially. Then the car that he left his Mercedes and went into a Brezza vehicle. Then a bike. And then you could see a local Jagadu kind of a vehicle over there. Where they have snaps of the number plate of the Brezza. They have snaps of the motorbike. But where is Amritpal gone?
So that's the question. Where is Amritpal? Why is it that he's not being caught and arrested?
See, Jyoti, the credibility of the Punjab police is at its lowest ebb. On one hand, the Chief Minister is addressing G20 in Amritsar. On the other hand, a similar date and similar time, Lawrence Bishnoi, is the number one gangster in India now, is openly giving a live interview to one of the national channels, where he is given open threat of eliminating Salman Khan. He has already accepted the fact that it was his gang which is operating, which killed Sidhu Moosewala, the rap star of Punjab. He openly admitted it was his gang which killed a couple of prisoners in the Goindwal jail of Punjab. Twice he gave interviews for almost 50 minutes each. And both the times from inside highest security jails.
So are you saying that the Aam Aadmi Party in Punjab is not being able to govern, even though it's come to power only a few months ago?
They are the most incompetent government we have ever had. And I feel that both the center and the state, they had their set agenda. See, if Jyoti...
Why are you talking about the center? The center is ruled by the BJP. What does that got to do with... No, but what has that got to do with what's happening in Punjab? BJP is not ruling Punjab.
Jyoti ji, it was a joint operation. It is a joint operation of the central forces and the state of Punjab. How do you say the central government is not involved? They're equally involved in this. See, when this person came from Dubai almost a year earlier, he comes from Dubai, he goes to a Faridkot village. The Star Bandi is done over there immediately to a person who's completely unknown. Doesn't belong to the mainstream clergy of the sects. Is overnight made into one of the, you could say, the champion of the head of the Waris Punjab. They organization, self-made organization, which has just come into being 6 months earlier. Its earlier head is killed in a very mysterious accident on the main national highway near Delhi. Deep Sidhu, film actor Deep Sidhu. Then this person comes over. Today, the agencies are saying he's ISI. They have found almost 35, 36 crore rupees in one of his supporters who has been picked up from Gurgaon and taken to Dibrugarh. Right?
Right.
See, for 1 year, if he was an ISI agent, how was he able to freely go on the streets of Punjab from village to village?
So what is your allegation? What is your allegation? What are you accusing the center of?
See, what I am saying is, it is whole of Punjab which is saying, somehow there was somebody trying to propel him. How could he carry almost 24 gunmen with him? Who had given them these licenses? Mm-hmm. This is every single person. See, just a month and a half earlier, Jyoti, It's so surprising. The government of Punjab, the Punjab police, tells everybody that any person, he could be a child or an old man or a woman or a lady, if anybody with a firearm puts in or puts his photograph on the Facebook, he's immediately challenged. You cannot even show your own gun on your own Facebook, even if it's a licensed weapon that you have. You are challenged immediately. This person has more than 25 to 30 people all the time with him. And the Punjab police has never thought of asking him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to Ajnada, he overtakes the police station. He pre-warns them 24 hours earlier that I am going to Ajnada. I am getting one of my guys who's been put in a false case. I am going to get him out.
Mm-hmm.
He takes over the... See, I have... see, Jyoti, I have also gone through 80s and 90s.
During the Punjab crisis. During the Punjab crisis of the 80s.
Even then, in the worst of circumstances, none of the police stations had ever been taken over. They could have been fired upon by rocket launchers or they could have come under assault fire. But nobody had the guts to take over a police station. See, when you take over a police station, Jyoti, or when you take over the jails, it means there is no government. And who is the Home Minister? Bhagwant Mann. Who is the Jails Minister? Bhagwant Mann. Who is the Chief Minister? Bhagwant Mann. Jails under him, Lawrence Bishnoi is making two interviews, 50 minutes each, live to a national channel. Neither the person who's taken the interview has been called in by the police as yet. The person, Lawrence Bishnoi, is very much under their jail in Bathinda. Neither he's been questioned. So three motives what I feel is, see, if they wanted to arrest Amritpal, every person in Punjab is asking, he could have been arrested at 8 to 9 in the morning when there were just 25 to 30 persons in his native village of Amritsar. They didn't do that. They allowed him to travel all the way to Shahkot, which is Shahkot.
Why do you think, but why do you feel that this is being done deliberately, that he's not being arrested and that there is some...
I can't say why he's being arrested or not arrested, but one thing deliberate, the design seems, if they just wanted to arrest him, they could have done it. They allowed him to travel almost 125, 30 kilometers. He entered Shahkot area. A Shahkot is an assembly constituency, which is part of Jalandhar Parliament, where one of the Congress MPs has died. So they wanted to make this presence. They wanted to basically make his arrest, whatever you could call it, in Jalandhar Parliament constituency. So that impact is there of the arm. Number two, the motive was they wanted to silence for a couple of days the live interviews of Lawrence Bishnoi, because he was hogging the limelight. So, number two. Number three, very, very important is that on the 19th of March, it was Sidhu Moosewala's first birthday. His father his parents had come and sat outside the Vidhan Sabha in a dharna. They were questioning Mann's government, why the killers? See, there is a double perception. When you ask these AAP government, they say, we have arrested almost 20 gunners. The parents are saying, we are not bothered who has killed them. We are bothered about who was behind the assassination of Moosewala. You are talking about arresting killers who are young boys, either from Haryana or Maharashtra or A or B. They were just assigned a task to eliminate Moosewala. That has been done. You are giving us numbers of those. We are asking, who are the persons who got him assassinated? Because what Sidhu Moosewala's father is today saying, he is accusing that one of the media persons in Bhagwant Mann's own secretary, CM secretary, who's head of the media, a person by the name of Baltej Pannu, a former journalist, he was the person who put in this Facebook on the CM's page that Sidhu Moosewala's security has been withdrawn.
Okay.
It is his information. See, you must understand this. His information comes on the 25th of May last year. On the 29th, he is assassinated. And the person who is abroad, a gangster known as Goldie Barat, he has openly in television interviews has already said, once we learned from the CM page that Sidhu Moosewala's security has been withdrawn, I immediately signed my boys, now is the time to assassinate. And
but
that is all
got to do with, but what has this got to do with Amritpal Singh?
Amritpal Singh, what I am trying to say, you must understand, operation was done on the 18th. Mm-hmm. All these internet connections were downed on the 18th afternoon, because after that, police nakas came over all around. They wanted basically to stop people from collecting at Sidhu Moosewala's Barsi. Mm-hmm. You understand? One was that they didn't want that large amount of people should collect there. They were expecting more than a lakh of people. So they wanted to cut that program into size. Number two, they wanted to silence Lawrence Bishnoi's interviews. Number three, they wanted to make their impact felt in the Jalandhar Parliament constituency. That's why they did not arrest Amritpal from his village. They went all the way. And now, it's a washed-up operation. The person that both the Central Forces and the Punjab Police had come to arrest has almost vanished in thin air. They have found Jyoti, surprising. They have found the motorcycle, they have found the Brezza, they have found the Mercedes, they have taken over all his portals, they have found all the vehicles, but they haven't found them. Do you think somebody will believe this?
So, Bajwa Sahib, the question has now become much larger. It has acquired international dimensions. As you know, that in London, the Indian High Commission was vandalized on Sunday. The Indian government has taken this very seriously. There are now, there is a lot of conversation, a lot of talks about how Amritpal has connections with these pro-Khalistani leaders abroad. Now, this question, so does this mean that there is a return to some sort of Khalistani sentiment in Punjab, just like it was in the 1980s when Pindranwale was the
Jyoti ji, not at all. They are trying to build up this kind of image with your national TV channels coming in. You understand how it happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, majority of the Sikhs, 90% of the Sikhs have fought for the national independence. They were in the front of fire. Most of the people who went to the Andaman Nicobar, Kala Pani, 90% were Punjabis. People who were hung, people who fought for the Indian Azad Hind Fauj were all Punjabis and Sikhs in particular. Shahid Azam Bhagat Singh, Rajguru, Sukhdev, Kartar Singh Saraba. So all these people are such a long line of patriotic nationalist Sikhs. No Sikh in India, and particularly in Punjab, is anti-Indian. They have been dying. More Punjabis are coming wrapped in the national flag than anybody else in the whole of the nation.
So today, today there is no return of this pro-Khalistani sentiment.
Under no, it will be government sponsored. People don't want. Neither is there any kind of a support for this. There is no support. They are trying to drum up support. You must understand what I am trying to tell.
Who is trying to?
They are trying to drum up this kind of a support. It's most unfortunate. Again, the same rhetoric of the 80s and 90s is being repeated. No Punjabi, no Sikh in particular, can ever be anti-national. And I, as leader of the opposition, will condemn all those people who have done those acts of vandalism before, wherever it is, in London or Canada or Australia. Because majority of the Sikhs and majority of the Punjabis are completely patriotic.
So
there is no such thing here.
So, Bajwa Sahib, who is trying to drum up this support?
You understand it. What more do you want me to tell you?
So tell me.
It's a close liaison between both the governments.
Between the BJP?
It's a close liaison.
Between BJP and Aam Aadmi Party.
You tell me one thing, ma'am. No, Arvind Kejriwal, 2 days earlier, himself complimented the union government by saying it was a joint operation. I'm extremely thankful. The courtesy that they've extended in Punjab should also be extended in Delhi. And Bhagwant Mann, instead of his mother tongue, addressing Punjabis in Punjabi, he was addressing Punjabis in Hindi.
Mm-hmm.
So you must understand there is a game plan. These people have nothing else to show. It's a completely failed government. There is no law in the state. Nobody's life and property is safe. So this is just a way. They want to drop up this kind of thing that a one particular section of Punjabis these people could cater to by saying, okay, we are the protectors. We are the persons who are going to protect your property and your life. And you understand very well what I'm trying. You are also a Punjabi. You understand what I'm trying to tell you.
So you are
and they will not succeed. They will not succeed, I'm telling you, by the end of the day. Punjab has already paid a very heavy price, Jyoti. They have had a very heavy... 70% of the killings in Punjab in the 80s and 90s were of Punjabis, and particularly the Sikhs themselves. 35,000 people have died. You think Punjab wants those kind of conditions again? Nobody wants.
So you are accusing the BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party of colluding to create some sort of a crisis which they could have handled very
easily. Just tell me one thing. It is not I, Jyoti. It is the feeling of most of the Punjabis. For 1 year, you let somebody alone. You don't try to, when he captured the... See, earlier also, there were a number of times when he had played with the law. They could have easily apprehended him. Mm-hmm. But you never apprehended him. You gave him a complete free run. And then all of a sudden you do these kind of things. And then on the national canvas, you try to build a different kind of a story.
So let
no Punjabi is buying this.
So let me ask you, Bajwa Sahab, the Congress party in Punjab is very weak. You lost the
election. How do you feel it's very weak?
Well, you lost the election. You lost the election, Bajwa Sahab.
Oh, forget it. We have not lost it for the first time. In 1998, we were just 14. And then we were 92. In 92 elections, we were 92. In last Congress government, we were 80. Forget about this. See,
Senior Congress leaders who were formerly in the party, whether it was Captain Amrinder Singh, Sunil Jakar, Manpreet Badal, they have all left the party and joined the BJP. So naturally, your party has been defanged to a large extent.
You don't worry. These people were just skeletons. They were seen to be anti-Punjab leaders. They have no bearing on the Punjab politics. They themselves, captain, has lost his credibility. A man who is a former Maharaja of a city. His own, you could say, uski khud ki zuban zabt hogi, lost his security deposit. Mm-hmm. He is not worth his salt. It's an open challenge to this Sunil Jakar. Tell him to contest one of these parliament seats from the BJP. We will see what the results are. It's an open challenge. But this Manpreet Badal has lost his assembly constituency by 64,000 assembly votes. Out of 2 lakh voters, he's lost by 64. Do you think they are worth? They have looted the state and run away. These guys have looted the state and they have left the party in shambles and now run away to the other side to be on the greener pastures. Nothing else.
So tell me about the Shiromani Akali Dal. It is also largely a Sikh party. Do you think that the BJP broke away, or the Akali Dal broke away from the BJP during the farmers' crisis?
It was because of the 3 black laws that they brought in.
That's right.
See, that was again the grain of the Punjabis.
So
the Akali Dal fully knew this. They have seen the results. A party which was a majoritarian Sikh party, for the first time, has come down to 3 assembly segments. Even the elder Badal, who never ever lost an election in 70 years of his political career, a span of 17 years from 1957 till date, has lost his election at the fag end of his life. His son has lost, Sukhbir Badal has lost. So they have lost because they started to propagate. See, it was a Sikh party. They never protected the Sikh interests. They protected their own family monetary interests. They started protecting their own properties. They started building their own palaces. It is just like people like Saddam and Gaddafi. They were popular at one time when they took over. But at the fag end, in 30 or 40 years, people saw their real faces. So people have seen the real faces of Sukhbir and the Badals. They are no more the champions of the Sikhs. They are champions of their own.
But do you think
that they want to protect?
As the leader of the opposition, Bajwa Sahab, do you think that it is your duty to sort of suggest that there should be an all-party meeting? Because this crisis over Amritpal Singh is not going to go away in a hurry. And maybe that all political parties should come together and fill up this vacuum. That is very clear.
Jyoti ji, this chief minister is a stand-up comedian. What Zelensky has done to Ukraine, this man is doing to Punjab. He will see to it within 1 year. Most of these industrial houses of Ludhiana have run away to either Gujarat, UP or Madhya Pradesh. He is talking about bringing the Angrezes into Punjab. I challenged him, your own children are in America, bring them to Punjab. Forget about the Angrezes coming to Punjab. The condition is even the Punjabis don't want to remain in Punjab. Most of the youngsters, after this schooling, are immediately rushing abroad. More than almost 3 lakh Sikh and Punjabi youth are today basically leaving the country and going. There is no new money coming in. There is no new industry coming in. There are no ports in Punjab. The traditional trade route with Central Asia, which was the reason for the prosperity of Punjab, is closed down because of our relationship with Pakistan. So where do we go? We are in a major crisis. And the government is in bad debt. In 2 years, in the very first year, they have taken a debt of almost 40,000 crore rupees. If God forbids, and the last 5 years, their debt would go up to another 2 lakh crores, which is already 275,000 crore rupees in 75 years. They will contribute another 2, which will make it to 4 lakh for 75,000. And for all times to come, Punjabis would be made into, you understand, in what kind of a pitiable condition we are. And the biggest, I tell you, one person who's given every kind of guarantee and run away is this Kejriwal.
So do you think that Amrit Pal...
He is the sardar of, jaise kehte hain, jhoot bolne ka sardar jo. Jhooti baatein karni, logon ke apni baaton mein le jana, logon ne is baat ki vote di. See, most of the people were against the traditional, both the traditional parties. They wanted to give vote to a third party, thinking maybe they'll bring in some kind of badlaav, they will bring in some changes. Today you would be surprised, Jyoti. The convoy of Bhagwant Mann carries more than 100 cars. And it is Bhagwant and Kejriwal who said, if somebody requires security, go and open your poultry farm. You need not do politics. And today there are 1,000 people guarding Bhagwant Mann.
So do you think...
His wife, his mother, his sister, his brother-in-law. Yeah.
Do you think this Amrit Pal crisis, it is filling in this political vacuum that is clearly apparent?
See, it is basically because space of nationalist parties, space of secular parties in Punjab is shrinking a bit. Mm-hmm. See, when there are no jobs for youngsters, new investments are not coming in, the government is just doing drama and nothing else. It is opening up. It is just a complete drama of these the Aam Aadmi hospitals coming up, various schools of excellence coming in. They are just painting and doing nothing else, sending principals to Singapore. Jyoti, you are sending your principal and headmasters for 3-day seminar in Singapore. Will that make a difference? It is just, they are just trying to sell this image that they are very sincere about bringing in educational reforms, about health reforms. It is one of the most corrupt governments. It is one of the most, you talk to any of your journalist friends in Punjab, which you have enough, ask them. The corruption has gone many folds more. Nobody's life is safe. Nobody's property is safe. When the gangsters are calling the cop, every single well-meaning Punjabi has already got a letter or a telephone call asking for a firoti, asking for ransom money. And this man every single day is running either from Punjab to Delhi, from Delhi to Gujarat, from Gujarat to Chhattisgarh, from Chhattisgarh to Karnataka. And they are basically using the Punjab money for basically expanding their footprint in whole of India. Kejriwal is not worried.
So, explain to me, Bajwa Sahib, do you think that the situation is now ripening perhaps for the imposition of president's rule in the state?
You can never know. You can never know, because this man has started playing into the hands of the center. This is Bhagwant Mann. I am not sure. Is he doing with the tacit understanding of Kejriwal or not? Mm-hmm. But things the way, see, I had on the governor's address, Jyoti, interestingly, I had told them an old story of after Maharaja Ranjit Singh's demise in 1839. I told Bhagwant Mann, I said Rani Jinda, who was the sole survivor, and her son, Prince Dilip Singh, was just 5 to 6 years. So she was then made the regent of Punjab. And she then got in touch by the back channels with the British East India Company. And she said, my life, my son's life, who is the only heir of Maharaja Ranjit Singh and the inhabitants of Lahore, is under threat. Can you help us? They said, we will be able to help, but firstly, write us an official letter. So she officially wrote, we need protection. The British sent their first regent, the East India Company, sent its first regent by the name of Sir Henry Lawrence in 1846. Okay. Within 3 years, by 1849, they had taken over the Khalsa Raj. I told Bhagwan, you have just been to Delhi. You have just asked for 18 companies. Once the paramilitary forces start to come in, their numbers are going to increase, he minister, from 80 to 20, 20 to 22, because I've seen the past 80s and 90s. And they are not going to go back. Like the letter of Rani Jinda, you have requested to come in. They will firstly, once they have achieved their task, only then would they leave Punjab. So that is exactly what you have told me. That could be the very purpose. This man could have fallen into the trap.
The trap of the BJP.
Why are you go every time telling me BJP? If he's gone for help from wherever security he's got, so obviously.
So why is Punjab there? It is just a mukhota or what is it?
No, this I can't say. This is, for 1 year, this man lands up from Dubai. Nobody knows his background, who he is. All of a sudden, he's taken to a remote village of Faridkot. His disarbandi is done. Then all of a sudden, thousands of youngsters join him. They are carrying weapons. On one hand, Punjab government says we won't allow anybody to even post their own picture on their own Facebook with a weapon. Even if it is licensed, we are going and they are registering cases. And here this person is allowed. And then all of a sudden, I don't say, they could have basically put an end to all these activities had they wanted. I feel that they were making things come to such a pass where they could get some political dividends out of this. You must understand what I'm trying to tell you. They are trying to get political dividends. And he, because he has lost his Sangrur, you must understand Jyoti very well. Within 3 months of the AAP coming in, Bhagwant Maan loses his own chief minister's parliamentary constituency Sangrur within 3 months. And right. Within 1 year, if they lose Jalandhar, AAP may go or AAP may stay for some time more. But Bhagwant Maan would be packed up for sure. So that is what has brought him to this. You must understand what I'm trying. And as a veteran journalist, if you don't understand, I can't make you understand more.
Okay, last question to you, Bajwa Saab. Punjab is a border state, a very sensitive state. Now, Prime Minister Modi has always talked about the security of India and how it must be protected at all costs and that politics should not be allowed to come in the way of national security. In this situation with the whole Amritpal Singh crisis, how do you look at this and how would you answer this?
See, what I want to say is, Jyoti, as that famous saying goes in English, a stitch in time saves nine. Mm-hmm. If this kind of activity stops, see, Lawrence Bishnoi and others, why till date are they in the Punjab jails? Why they have not been sent to Dibrugarh and other jails of out of Punjab? Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? All these gangsters are still there, calling the shots. Every single day, weapons are being recovered. Every single day, phones are being recovered. Why have they not been shifted out? That means you still want to play with the Punjabis. You want them to do the task which they could have been assigned to do, stay over there and do this. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to stop these kind of elements, they should have been stopped in the very front. The very first stitches should have been this. After a year, you say that this man is agent of somebody else's and he's carrying these kind of... You could have easily
agent
done...
Agent of ISI. ISI agent, that is the accusation. Not just the accusation, that is the charge.
That's exactly what I said. If he was, as they say, an agent of some country, so they could have solved him in the very first instances. Why for 1 year was he allowed? to have a free way in the whole of Punjab.
On this note, Pratap Singh Bajwa, Senior Congress Leader in Punjab, thank you so much for raising all these questions and for answering several of mine. Thank you so much for talking to the
press. Thank you.